Well, Jake was one of our classmates, somebody who everybody kind of enjoyed his company. You know, he was involved in many sports. He loved to fish. You know, he liked being outdoors.
When did you start this project?
We actually, as a class, began talking about it at the end of our junior year. And we started actually thinking about it at the beginning of the senior year. And it took a little while for it to get started and for it to get moving. So originally, we were thinking kind of big. And the class was like, hey, let's make a cabin. And then that was kind of shot down and told that that was a little bit out of our boundaries and wasn't very feasible. So we settled on a bench, but then we settled on two benches because we couldn't decide on a location. So we decided to make two benches. One was placed at Petersburg Creek, and the other one will be placed up in the Hilton up at Twin Creek. And these two benches have the same setup, same structure, but have different engravings on the back.
Tell me about the engravings.
On the one going up Petersburg Creek, it says, in loving memory of Jake. And on one side of it is a salmon, and on the other side is a crab engraved. And on the one going up Twin Creeks, it says, in loving memory of Mad Dog, which is what Jake was known as, and has a mountain scene. When the class is trying to decide what to do, where to put them, and like what people think of Jake, and snow machining came to mind, and fishing. So the Hilton, where the one is going, is where many of the snow machiners go.
And then the Petersburg Creek, obviously.
Yes.
Talk about the location of Petersburg Creek again, where you put it.
If you go to the government dock, then you take the trail going towards Petersburg Lake. It's about 3/4 of a mile up, and it's on a platform in the Muskeg. We stopped there when I hiked up there last, and we were also told that when tourists come on their ships, they go on a hiking trail, you know. They hike up there, and that's usually where they stop, and then their naturalist talks to them about the Muskeg and about Petersburg and about all the nature.
So this provides them with something else to see to make them think about Petersburg and a kid who lived here and loved it here.
Yes.
And Nick Pop, tell me about the project itself, the benches you guys made, and talk about who took part.
We got a group of seniors together, Tessa and probably about 10 other seniors, and I said the first thing we need to do is come up with a design. So I gave the kids an assignment. I said, go out there, look on the internet, look in magazines, or if you have an idea in your head, make a sketch and come up with just a picture, some type of design to work from. And I believe it was Tessa. She found a really good picture on the internet that showed, I think it was like a red cedar, just kind of a rustic-looking, real thick material-type bench. And we just looked at that picture, and we started just taking dimensions off of, we got some Forest Service specs, like the seat had to be within a certain range, and they wanted armrests on it in the back, obviously. So we just kind of looked at the picture that Tessa had off the internet, and we just kind of made up our own dimensions and somewhat copied the picture and somewhat made the design our own. And David Merrifer, he did a lot of the figuring and the design work. I was just kind of the supervisor, just overseeing the whole project. Last Saturday, we took a couple skiffs over. A few Forest Service guys came and helped out, and a handful of kids. And we carried the bench parts, and it was disassembled somewhat, so we could carry it so it wasn't just one big bulky bench. And we hiked up the trail with the different pieces, and it took us maybe an hour to assemble it. And we put it together, and thought it turned out pretty nice. The kids did a good job on it.